Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem, by Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Mem Beis, the fourth parak, HaShaleach. The Zichud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichud Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the previous daf presented to the Machlokas Tanaim, if one can free half a slave. Rabba says the Machlokas only applies when he retains the second half of Shichara Chetzu, Machar Chetzu, but if he freed half and sold his other half, Nasim B'matana Chetzio, or gifted his other half, Kevin Tekanafik Minei Kuei Diver Kolkana, since he entirely leaves his ownership, everyone agrees he acquires his half freedom. Abai challenged this assertion from two contradictory braces. One says, Akosim Nechosav Ushnei Avodav, one who writes his possessions over to his two slaves, Kanu Mishacharim Ze'azet, they each acquire half the possessions and free each other since each owns half of the other. A second braisa teaches that the slaves do not even acquire themselves. It seems that this reflects the earlier Machlokas Tanaim, even though the second half of each slave was gifted to the other. The Gemara answers that the braisas are discussing different cases. Hada Amar Kula, this first braisa which taught that the slaves do acquire themselves, is where he said each slave acquires all his property and did not retain any part of either slave. Hada Amar Chatzi Chatzi, the second braisa, is where he said he gives half to each slave. So even if he gave to both simultaneously, he may have intended to give the same half to each slave, leaving each one's second half for himself. Point number two, the Gemara says, Negachu Shor, if an ox gores a half slave, Yom Shel Rabo L'Rabo, if he was gored on a day that his work belongs to his master, damages are paid to his master. Yom Shel Atzmo L'Atzmo, if he was gored on a day that his work belongs to himself, the damages are paid to himself. Still, he cannot marry a slave woman on his master's day and a free woman on his day because Isura Luka Amrina. We cannot say his status changes daily regarding prohibition. Only monetary arrangements can be divided this way. This ruling is challenged from a braisa, which teaches that if a half slave is killed by an animal, its owner pays half kanas, which is 30 shekel for a killed slave, to his master, and half kofar, atonement money for a killed freeman, to his heirs. We see that the payment is split evenly and not given according to the day of occurrence. The Gemara answers, Shani Hacha de Kakal Yakarna. Here, where the half slave was killed, is different because the principal was destroyed. Since the loss is permanent, the payment is given to both parties. The above arrangement of damage payment is where his damages will heal, and the loss is not permanent. The Gemara discusses this point further. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Mu'ukab get shichur, a slave who has been freed but needs to get shichur. Yeshul kanas o enul kanas, does he have the law of kanas that if he is killed by someone's animal, the owner pays the master 30 shekel or not? Do we say that since the pasuk says the money is given la'adonav to his master, and this master who has no monetary ownership is not a true master, or do we say that since he still requires to get shichur, he is still called his master? Similarly, the Gemara asks, Mu'ukav get shichur, ochel b'trumo eino ochel, a slave of a kohen waiting a get shichur, can he eat trumo or not? Do we say that truma is only permitted to a slave who is kinyan kaspo, the acquisition of his money, and this freed slave is no longer his acquisition? Or do we say that since he requires a get shichur, he's still considered his acquisition? Proofs are suggested for both questions, but are deflected. So once again, the three points are, number one, the previous thought presented a machlokas tanaim, if one can free half a slave. Rabba says the machlokas only applies when he retains the second half of shichara chetzu, machar chetzu, but if he freed half and sold his other half, nasim b'matana chetzio, or gifted his other half, kevin tekanafik minei kuei diver kolkana, since he entirely leaves his ownership, everyone agrees he acquires his half freedom. Abai challenged this assertion from two contradictory braces. One says, Akosim Nechosav Ushnei Avodav, one who writes his possessions over to his two slaves, Kanu Mishacharim Ze'azet, they each acquire half the possessions and free each other since each owns half of the other. A second braisa teaches that the slaves do not even acquire themselves. It seems that this reflects the earlier Machlokas Tanaim, even though the second half of each slave was gifted to the other. The Gemara answers that the braisas are discussing different cases. Hada Amar Kula, this first braisa which taught that the slaves do acquire themselves, is where he said each slave acquires all his property and did not retain any part of either slave. Hada Amar Chatzi Chatzi, the second braisa, is where he said he gives half to each slave. So even if he gave to both simultaneously, he may have intended to give the same half to each slave, leaving each one's second half for himself. Point number two, the Gemara says, Negachu Shor, if an ox gores a half slave, Yom Shel Rabo L'Rabo, if he was gored on a day that his work belongs to his master, damages are paid to his master. Yom Shel Atzmo L'Atzmo, if he was gored on a day that his work belongs to himself, the damages are paid to himself. still he cannot marry a slave woman on his master's day and a free woman on his day because Isura Loka Amrina. We cannot say his status changes daily regarding prohibition. Only monetary arrangements can be divided this way. This ruling is challenged from a brisa, which teaches that if a half-slave is killed by an animal, its owner pays half kanas, which is 30 shekel for a killed slave, to his master, and half kofar, atonement money for a killed freeman, to his heirs. We see that the payment is split evenly and not given according to the day of occurrence. The Gemara answers, Shani Hakha de Kakal Yakarna. Here, where the half-slave was killed, is different because the principal was destroyed. Since the loss is permanent, the payment is given to both parties. The above arrangement of damage payment is where his damages will heal, and the loss is not permanent. The Gemara discusses this point further. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Mu'ukav get shichur, a slave who has been freed but needs to get shichur. Yeshu kanas o ein lo kanas. Does he have the law of kanas that if he is killed by someone's animal, the owner pays the master 30 shekel or not? Do we say that since the pasuk says the money is given la'adonav to his master, and this master who has no monetary ownership is not a true master, or do we say that since he still requires to get shichur, he is still called his master? Similarly, the Gemara asks, Mu'ukav get shichur, ochel b'trumo eino ochel, a slave of a kohen waiting a get shichur, can he eat truma or not? Do we say that truma is only permitted to a slave who is kinyan kaspo, the acquisition of his money, and this freed slave is no longer his acquisition? Or do we say that since he requires a get shichur, he's still considered his acquisition? Proofs are suggested for both questions, but are deflected. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Beis, and our standard Siman is a mobster. A mobster. So here goes. The mobster in the green pinstripe suit who made the meaningless gesture of telling his two slaves that he gives them each half of his fortune was furious when his half-freed eved was gored by a bull on the day that he worked for himself and was told he may not be able to collect kanas for the eved that he freed but was awaiting a get shichrur. Once again, it's a motion. The mobster. Mobster? That must be more than duff. Membeis. The mobster in the green pinstripe suit, who made the meaningless gesture of telling his two slaves that he gives them each half of his fortune, which reminds us of Bryson, which taught that one who writes his possessions over to his two slaves teaches that the slaves do not even acquire themselves, is where he said he gives half to each slave. So even if he gave to both simultaneously, he may have intended to give the same half to each slave, leaving each one's second half for himself. So the mobster in the green pinstripe suit who made the meaningless gesture of telling his two slaves that he gives them each half of his fortune was furious when his half-freed eved was gored by a bull on the day that he worked for himself, which reminds us, the Gemara says that if an ox gores a half-slave, if he was gored on a day that his work belongs to his master, damages are paid to his master. Yom shel atzmo la'atzmo. But if he was gored on the day that his work belongs to himself, the damages are paid to himself. Still, he cannot marry a slave woman on his master's day and a free woman on his day because isura lo ka'amrinan. We cannot say his status changes daily regarding prohibition. Only monetary arrangements can be divided this way. So the mobster in the green pinstripe suit who made the meaningless gesture of telling his two slaves that he gives them each half of his fortune was furious when his half-freed eved was gored by a bull on the day that he worked for himself and was told that he may not be able to collect kanas for the eved that he freed but was awaiting a get shichur, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mu'ukav get shichur, a slave who has been freed but needs a get shichur, yeshul kanas o enul kanas, does he have the law of kanas that if he's killed by someone's animal, the owner pays the master 30 shekel or not? Do we say that since the pasuk says the money is given la'adunav to his master, and this master who has no monetary ownership is not a true master, or do we say that since he still requires a get shichur, he is still called his master? So once again, the mobster in the green pinstripe suit who made the meaningless gesture of telling his two slaves that he gives them each half of his fortune was furious when his half-freed eved was gored by a bull on the day that he worked for himself and was told that he may not be able to collect kanas for the eved that he freed but was awaiting a get shichrur. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Lamed Ches. So the simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a double lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The Jew who is acquired by an idolater to make his delicious chicken soup. Chicken soup? That must be more in Daf Lamed Ches, a davar lach. The Jew who is acquired by an idolater to make his delicious chicken soup and work next to idolaters who were acquired as well. Which reminds us, although idolaters cannot acquire each other's bodies as ordinary property, they can acquire their labor based on a kal vachomer. An idolater can even acquire a Jew for his labor, as taught in Kedushin Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, so certainly he can acquire another idolater. So the Jew who is acquired by an idolater to make his delicious chicken soup and work next to idolaters who are acquired as well was shocked when he saw the promiscuous a slave woman belonging to a Jew next door, who also made chicken soup, was freed, which reminds us. The Gemara relates that there was a slave woman in Pupendisa with whom men were sinning. Abaya said, if not for Rabbi Yehuda saying in the name of Shmuel, Kol Meshachar Avdo Over Ba'aseh, anyone who frees a slave transgresses a positive commandment, Avlo'olam Behem Tovodu, you shall work them forever, I would force her master to free her, so she could marry a Jew who would guard her. Ravina said that Rabbi Yehuda would agree to free her in this case, Mishum Milsa the Isur, because of the matter of prohibitions transgressed. So the Jew who was acquired by an idolater to make his delicious chicken soup and worked next to idolaters were acquired as well, was shocked when he saw the promiscuous slave woman belonging to a Jew next door who also made chicken soup was freed simply by her master being Makdisha, which reminds us, Rabba said in Rav's name, Hamakdish Avdo Yatzal Acheros, someone is Makdish his slave, the slave goes free. He explains, Gufi Lokadish, his body cannot be sanctified since he's neither fit for a sacrifice nor his building materials, with the Melo Kamra, and he didn't say that he was being Makdish the value of the slave to donate that amount, so this too was not his intent. Rather, Dilahavi Am Kadushka Amra, he was saying he should become one of the holy nation, the Jews. Daf Lamates, so the Simur Daf Lamates is a letter, and we often use a mailman. So here goes. The master was Makdish his mailman slave. Mailman? That must be run off. Lamates, letter, mailman. The master was Makdish his mailman slave with long hair, ready to be cut, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa, Makdish avdo ein molingbo. If one is Makdish his slave, one does not transgress me'ila through benefiting from the slave. Rav Shem Gamliel says, mo'ling besaro, one transgresses me'ila through benefiting from his hair. The Gemara establishes that everyone agrees the slave becomes hektish, but is not subject to me'ila because the slave is considered like land, which is excluded from me'ila. The Machlokas is explained, besaro omed ligazis k'mi. They're arguing about a hair which is ready to be cut. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Kagazu's dami. It's considered as if it's already cut and no longer considered land and thus subject to Me'ila. And the Tanakama holds it's not considered cut. So the master was Makdish's mailman slave with long hair, ready to be cut, had him deliver a message to the recently deceased Ger's slave that he's free and doesn't need a get since he's considered like the Ger's wife, which reminds Gemara relates the Shita that Avda the Ger ki Ishto, a convert slave, is like his wife based on a Gezer Shava. My Ishto Mishtaleches below get, just as his wife is released without a get when he dies, of Avada Mishtalchim below get, so too his slaves are released without a get shichur when he dies. This is not the case with the slaves of an ordinary Jew who are inherited by his heirs. The Gemara notes, however, that if a Jew is mafkir a slave and then dies, the slave would go free without a get shichur since he's not inherited. So the master was Makdish his mailman slave with long hair, ready to be cut, had him deliver a message to the recently deceased Ger's slave that he's free and doesn't need a get, since he's considered like the Ger's wife, and then to bring a get shichur to the Shipcha Charufa because paying money alone does not complete her freedom, which reminds us that only a get shichur and not paying money completes the freedom of a shivka harufa. Daf mem, so the simmer daf mem is a pool. So here goes. The tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool. Pool, that must be more on daf mem, mayim. The tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool, which reminds us, Rebbe said, Evish and Nasas Bas Chorin Bifnei Rabo, a slave who marries a free woman in the presence of his master, Yatzal Acheres. He goes free because his master would not have allowed this if he had not previously freed him. So the tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool, attended by a sad slave whose master had made him hefker and therefore could not get married, which reminds us, a Maimar said, a mafkir avdo, one who is mafkir a slave, oso evit enu otakana. That slave has no remedy to marry. He explains that once the master monetarily disowned him, only regarding prohibition to marry Jews is he in the master's domain, and he cannot free this dominion in a slave he does not monetarily own. Another version of a Maimar is quoted. So the tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool, attended by a sad slave whose master had made him hefker and therefore could not get married, was disturbed when a master in the crowd whispered to his friend, I made Pony my slave into a free man. And the slave sitting next to him responded vehemently, he did not make me free. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Omer Asisi Pony Avdi Ben Chorin, one who says, I made Pony my slave into a free man. Bahu Omer Lo Asa Ani, and the slave says, he did not make me free. We presume that he transferred the get shichur to the slave through another person who acquired it on the slave's behalf who wasn't aware of it. Daf Mem Aleph. So the simur Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must be more in Daf Mem Olive, the grandma with the green hair who designated one of her slaves as an apotheke on a loan to buy some knitting needles and then freed him, which reminds us the mission the previous Duff taught that an Evid whose master designated him as an apotheke as payment to another in case he would be unable to pay, and he freed him, by rights the slave has no obligations, but for Tikkun Olam the master is forced to free him, and the slave pays his value to the master. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the one who freed him pays his value, not the slave. Two different shatim for the machlokas are given. So the grandma with the green hair who designated one of her slaves as an apotheke on a loan to buy some knitting needles and then freed him, rebuked her two grandsons where one had freed his half of a slave and told them that the poor slave won't be able to marry a shivcha or a nice Jewish girl. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Misha chetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin, one who is half slave and half free man. Basil say, Ovid is rabo yom echad ve'ez atzmo yom echad. He works one day for his master and one day for himself. Beishamay object, dikantim is rabo ve'ez Atzma litikantim. You've resolved his master's problem, but you have not resolved his own problem of being unable to marry, since he's forbidden to both a slave woman and a free woman. Beisil ultimately retracted and ruled like Beis Shammai. So the grandma with the green hair who designated one of her slaves as an apotheke on a loan to buy some knitting needles and then freed him, rebuked her two grandsons where one had freed his half of a slave and told them that the poor slave won't be able to marry a shivcha or a nice Jewish girl, and that her knitting partner said even one person freeing half his slave via money or get shichur is questionable. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, if one frees half his Eved, Rebbe says he acquires his freed half and becomes a half slave. But the Chachamim say it's ineffective and he remains a full slave. Rebbe says that they all agree that a slave can be partially freed through money based on a drasha. Their dispute concerns partial freeing through a get shichur, where this method of emancipation is compared to the other method of money, or is compared to a get of a woman which cannot operate partially. Rabbi Yosef explains that the Tanaim disagree about partial emancipation both regarding money and regarding a get shichur. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which deaf do we have a question whether one transgresses Me'ila by benefiting from his hektish slave's hair that's ready to be cut? That's on daf. On the task. Good number 2. Which of the one, the one who writes his possessions over to his two slaves, where he gives half to each slave, the slaves do not even acquire themselves? That's on daf. Membes. Good number 3. Which stuff do we discuss activities which prove that a slave has been freed, for example, marrying a free woman or wearing tefillin? That's on daf. Mem. Good number 4. Which stuff do we learn the one was free is chetzi eved, chetzi ben chorin, because he can't marry anyone in that state? That's on daf. Mem Olive. Good number 5. Which stuff do we have machlokas when one is makdish a slave, whether the slave goes free? That's on daf. Lamed Ches. Good number 6. Which stuff do we learn that the master does not get the knas when his half slave was gored on the day he was working for himself? That's on daf. Membes. Good number 7. Which of the one that only get shichur and not paying money completes the freedom of a shivcha charufa? That's on daf. Lamed Ches. Good number 8. Which stuff do we discuss the background behind Hila Zakein's enactment of Pruzbol? That's on daf. Amad Vav. Good number 9. Which stuff did you discuss whether the law of Kanas applies in a case of a slave who is freed but awaiting his get shichur? That's on daf. Membes. Good number 10. Which stuff did you know that Maimar said? The one who is mafkir his slave, oso evit enlo takana. That slave has no remedy to marry. That's on daf. Mem. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.